This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with host Aileen Drexler.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm your host, Aileen, and on today's Dear DSC episode, we are rejoined by Tamar Samuels and Vanessa Rosetto, who are registered dietitians and co-founders of Kulina Health. Please go listen to the episode from Sunday if you haven't already. We talk all about food and just so much good stuff. So welcome back, Tamar and Vanessa.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thanks for rejoining me, and I'm excited to share my non-scale wins. I hope you guys have one brewing in your brains. Let's just dive right in. Now it's time for the non-scale wins of this week, presented by Impossible Foods. Impossible Foods makes meat from plants, and their mission is to make the global food system truly sustainable by eliminating the need to make food from animals. Why? Animal agriculture uses a tremendous amount of the world's resources. And eating Impossible Burger instead of an animal burger uses 87% less water, 89% less greenhouse gas emissions, and 96% less land. And that's a non-scale win in and of itself. Okay, I'll go first though, so you have some time to think. My non-scale win this week is that I feel like I have a really good pattern, and I talked about this in our Sunday episode, but I've gotten to a good pattern of ordering groceries. I order them online on like Amazon/Whole Foods. And I have like now kind of this baseline staples. I'm a terrible grocery shopper. I never buy enough. And then I buy a lot of stuff I don't eat. So now I'm kind of like, I'm forgetting about that stuff. And I just buy like the things that I know I'll go through. And then we throw in some extra things, but I'm finally getting into the swing of things and I'm proud of myself. I hope this stays.
Nice.
Thank you.
You too.
The number one thing that I get and never leave behind is lox. Is that a good source of fish?
Like, yeah, it's a good source of protein. Yeah.
Like, that's healthy, right? Because it feels like I'm eating like, I don't know. Because I mean, I don't put it on my like a giant bagel. I put it on like an English muffin, whatever. But
it's great. Good. Yeah, it's a good source of protein. It's good. I love this.
I eat lox like every day.
Yeah, if you have the lox on an English muffin with cream cheese, it's delicious.
Yeah, I'll put avocado sometimes.
Yeah. Tomato.
Some hummus.
I'm
a cucumber on lox gal. A tomato has the same consistency as lox. Mm. Mush over mush.
Got it. Oh, yeah,
that's why you don't like the crab cakes. It's a texture thing. Yeah. Well, how do you feel about bananas?
Also mushy. They have a time and a place. I agree. Maybe I don't like really mushy foods.
I think we've cracked the code.
but a bowl still has different textures. Granola. Right. You're right. Chocolate chips. Yeah. Shredded coconut. Yeah.
You're right. Wow. You've just cracked my code. What are your non-scale wins? We can take turns. Vanessa, you go first.
Okay. I am a control freak. This is how we have gotten here. I also need to like have everything like perfect and ordered. And I want to be like seen as like this great mom who takes really good care of her kids and sacrifices everything. But like, I have a secret. I like don't enjoy many children in my home. Not because I don't like your children. I just, it's just because they're, it's like chaotic and they're moving things
other
around.
People's children.
Like, yeah. It like stresses me out. And so, and it's my son's birthday and he's like, please, can I have a party? Like, I'll just invite like four friends, like socially distance them. Like, please. And I was like, what can I do? So I ordered a game truck. And the game truck is coming right outside and he and his friends can play for 90 minutes. And then as the children leave the bus, I will give them a cupcake and a goodie bag and they will go home. And I have managed the expectation. Yeah, I felt like it was such a good
win. That's a huge compromise.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I did it. And I didn't have to stress myself out. I didn't have to spend thousands of dollars at some place where everybody's jumping and bouncing and like getting God knows what. Like, it's just in and out, 4 to 5:30.
That's great. I'm sure also the parents appreciate that. Like, you gave them like a short activity.
Yeah.
And that's the activity for the day. I love
it. That's right. So good. So good. So good.
Win-win. Tamar, what's yours?
Oh, I had a week. So get your barf bags ready, guys. Okay. Vanessa knows. So my kitchen is infested with mice.
Welcome to New York City.
Oh, no.
There's a mouse nest underneath my kitchen. And it's so bad. And so there's like mouse droppings. This weekend there was mouse drop. I found them in my silverware drawer. And I just, I lost
the droppings.
Because, you know. The droppings. Ooh, feces. Right?
Yeah, I don't want to eat that.
No, nobody wants to eat that. And I called Vanessa. I called everyone I know. I cried. I did all the things. But then I put my big girl panties on. I got the Clorox and I just bleached.
You're not moving. You're not moving.
I bleached them. Well, that's a larger conversation.
Aileen, you and I are obviously cut from the same cloth.
I thought you were going to say I put my big girl pants on and I put my house on sale.
Yeah.
Well, that's in the works, but I disinfected the whole, because I was like, I got to cook my baby some food tonight, right? So I disinfected. I spent my whole Saturday doing that, and I was really pissed off, obviously, because I was tired and I wanted to relax. But I think it's a win because I just powered through, and then, you guys won't believe this, this is just crazy. I went to the museum. On the way back from the museum, I saw a huge dead rat.
Like, I think they're all the like street. Trying to tell you something.
It's so crazy. And I didn't freak out. I didn't cry. I just like kept it moving and just like used it as a sign from the universe that, you know, I think Tamar needs to leave New York or something.
Or you're like Cinderella. You can use them to help you cook.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
No, yeah, that is really hard to like, you know, face your like fear or not even a fear, but like disgust to like do what you need to do. My parents moved us into a house when I was in first grade. We moved to a house and then later found out that it was infested with mice. And I like have a memory of like putting my foot in like my shoe.
Stop.
And stepping on the mouse.
Yeah.
Did your parents move?
Yeah, we had to move. So I went to a different school for second grade.
Telling these mice, they have the most power. They're taking over.
Yeah, I had to make new friends because of these mice.
The trauma.
Amazing.
So I get you.
It's amazing.
So, okay, now we are going to, now I'm going to read our listener non-scale wins. So, and then we're going to get into our Dear DSD. So non-scale wins from our listener. Hi, Aileen. My non-scale win is something that is so small but has given me so much freedom. Eating lunch. One thing I've struggled with while working from home is that without a set schedule, I've eaten later breakfast and then felt awkward about making lunch in the afternoon. I'll end up ravenous and eat a bunch of snacks right before dinner and never feel satisfied. Oh, this is exactly what we were talking about in the last episode. So this year, I've been trying to let go a bit and not focus so much on when I'm eating or making the perfect combination of flavors. It can be 3 p.m. and if I'm hungry then, without overthinking it, I walk myself to the kitchen, throw together some leftovers, or make a quick meal. It seems like such a silly or obvious thing, but it's made me feel a million times better, both mentally because I'm not feeling anxious or stressed out about finding the right time or perfect food to eat, and physically because I'm not crazy hungry all afternoon, just counting down the minutes until I can eat dinner. Anyway, this is a reminder to other listeners too, to relax a little and not let food control your life so much. Yeesh, it's like you say, Letting go of this control frees up so much brain space. Anyway, thanks for all you do. A no longer ravenous betch. This is very
amen.
On brand for our conversation.
Yes.
I love it.
Good for you, sis. Good job.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the flexibility with food, I think that's the key.
Right. When we get too obsessive over anything, it really backfires. Like pushing anything too hard really backfires. I find that with all aspects of my life.
Yeah.
Even like baby stuff. Like if I try to push her schedule or something, like backfires completely. My life is ruined.
100%. You know what? My kids were sleeping through the night. I nursed them both for a year each. Like everything. Everyone's like, how did you do it? I was like, I don't know. I think I was just like really flexible. If they were crying at 10, but they weren't supposed to eat till 11, I just fed them. Just be flexible about it. Like your kid is an infant. It must be really difficult to be an infant.
Be a baby.
Baby. Just roll with it. You'll be okay.
I say that to her all the time. It must be really hard being a baby.
It's so cute.
It's also really hard being a mom too. So I get you.
Well, good job. No longer ravenous betch. That's it for this week's Non-Scale Wins presented by Impossible Foods. Not only do they provide meat made from plants for meat eaters, they're also on a mission to unfuck the planet. And all of their meat is so easy to cook with. Plus, the Impossible Chicken Nuggets are crispy, tasty, and super convenient, and it's a great way to make your favorite childhood staple. They have a golden brown breading on the outside, but every bite is super juicy and delicious. So visit impossiblefoods.com to get with Impossible today. That's I-M-P-O-S-S-I-B-L-E foods.com.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun, but the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has 2 powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, now it is time for our Dear DST. So this listener is emailing us with a question and we're going to give her some advice. Hopefully it will be good. Dear DST, I am a longtime listener of the show and have been loving all of your recent guests. Thank you for making me feel heard and helping me to become a better version of myself. Okay, so now for my Dear DST. At the beginning of COVID in March 2020, I was eating too much junk food. I have a thing about junk food. I'm going to ask you a question about that. Too much junk food and really struggled to cook for myself. Postmates was my best friend and I obviously started to feel like shit because anything I ate was remotely healthy. It was just filled with a bunch of unwanted oil or ingredients. And then fast forward to the start of 2021, I got my shit together and was cooking more than I ever have in my life. No more Postmates. I was on such a healthy eating kick and really loved how I was able to cook these exciting meals for myself while simultaneously saving my money. Then the holidays came and I obviously started to eat a lot more junk. I'm now seriously struggling to get back into the kitchen. I feel totally burnt out from cooking and all of the good habits that I formed are long gone. Am I alone in this? Like, am I the only one who lost all their pandemic good habits? How do I push myself back into the kitchen? Any suggestions of easy recipes or habits to implement so I can feel more motivated would be greatly appreciated. Thanks for all that you do. My kitchen is going to waste, bitch.
All right. Love it.
Lots of different things. My thing about junk food is that I do not like the word junk food. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, I agree with that.
I'm not a fan either.
I don't like it because it just like attaches morality to food. And so, you know, it's like, I mean, this is a good habit for people, you know, if we're all of like child rearing or bearing years, right? Like fix your language now because you don't want to have these conversations with your kids. So like food is not junk food. It's not bad food or good food, right? Like my kids will just say like, oh, hey, I'm going to get, there's like candy in my house or whatever. Like sometimes they eat it every day and sometimes they don't eat it at all. But like, they will say like, I'm going to get this chocolate. And you're like, okay, great. Go get it. Or, you know, can we have chips? Yeah, you can have chips. So like sometimes the food that you're giving them is vegetables and sometimes it's chips. And so the less charge there is around the food when you're talking about it, then it's not really a big deal anymore. But that being said, I think that our friend here, a couple of things. First of all, everybody does this because it's like everybody has to go like balls to the walls. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, extreme, I was drinking wine every single day and I was eating chips and now I'm going to wire my mouth shut and drink water through a straw and like, and electrolytes. It's like, guys, we didn't stop. you don't have to be perfect. Like give yourself grace. Like, so it's okay. Also, the meals that you're making now don't need to be so elaborate. So like we said in the earlier episode, right? Like I cut up the vegetables. I do it with my kids because if I don't make them cut up vegetables, they will not eat them. So it's like, okay, we cut up the carrots, we cut up the cucumbers, we cut up the red bell peppers, we put them in the container. So do that. Then, like, you know, get the rotisserie chicken and maybe like make a starch and try to eat that for 3 days and see how you fare. Because that'll just like start getting you back into the habit of cooking. And then also order out. Order out, yeah. Like pick 3 days, like say, like, I'm going to order out on Wednesday or 2 days, Wednesday and Friday, and maybe go out to dinner with a friend on Saturday or brunch on a Sunday. But I'm just going to have like eggs and, you know, it's not like I'm going to drink, you know, a carafe of mimosas, but just to like allow yourself to have, I'm going to take care of myself and, you know, self-care and eat at home, but also I'm going to eat out and I'm not going to feel so overwhelmed and just like ease back into it. But you don't have to be perfect. Mm-hmm. It's fine because yeah. No one is.
I think like even just starting with one meal at a time. So maybe just have like a homemade breakfast, you know, and start there. It doesn't have to be, you clearly burned yourself out. You took it to the extreme. So let's work on finding a happy medium and figure out what that looks like for you. It doesn't have to be, you know, perfect. Just figure out what works for you. You know, I work from home, so most of my meals are home cooked, but by the time I get to, and also I eat my daughter's baby food. Like we all eat the same thing. So I'm cooking for her. So that's what I'm eating. So I don't have to do double work. But, you know, by the time I get to Thursday, I'm like, oof, I'm done. I'm tired. Mm-hmm. I'm ordering in, you know, I've got like my Daily Harvest smoothies or bowls or like whatever meal delivery service works for you. You know, use all the tools. It doesn't have to be you executing the plan fully by yourself every day.
Right. Yeah, I think this goes, that's all really, really good advice. I agree with both of you. I think it goes to the fact that she's calling it junk shows you that like she has this chart, like she puts like healthy eating on this pedestal and it has to be perfect all the time, which like is she's on one side of the extreme or the other. And there's like really little, there's little room for balance. And so when you're doing that, like that's the same thing as kind of like binging or restricting. It's like one or the other. It's never, there's no room for mistakes because when one mistake happens, you're so bad. It's again, the morale thing, like you said, the morality thing, it's you're being bad or you're being good. I totally agree. She needs to find some place of balance. Like the most freedom I've ever felt, the most free I've ever felt is allowing myself to order, like you said, Vanessa, or tomorrow, I forgot who said it, but like putting days on my calendar where I'd be like, okay, these days we're ordering out. I don't need to think about what I'm going to eat these days. Yeah. I don't need to have, because on the other side of the spectrum, I would be thinking about how can I meal prep for every single meal of my day? And you're stressed beyond belief.
Like, no,
you don't want to eat the same thing all the time.
Exactly.
It's gross. Leftovers.
Yeah. And we have to help you with this leftover thing.
We're going
to
help you on this.
We got to break through this.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if it's like, we just have to feed it to your husband. We're going to get through this.
We might need to like hypnotize you. Something's got to give here. It's not sustainable.
Yeah. Like, and then you just like find one or two recipes that are exciting and then like try to make those. Or, you know, one of our RDs, her name is Amanda. Her handle, I think, is like Amanda Gee. I always send everyone to her because her food is like, I got these bags from Trader Joe's and I just pieced this meal together. And you're like, how did you do that? Like, what? And it's like perfectly portioned. It's like nothing crazy and elaborate. I mean, the other day she posted a sandwich. Literally, it looked delicious, but I was like, I'm going to eat that sandwich. You know, she had some carrots on the side and it was like
about sandwiches.
Easy.
Yeah.
Sandwiches I think sandwiches got a bad rap. That's why.
Exactly.
They got a really bad, no pun intended with the rap there.
Yeah. Sandwich every day. But I think like starting to like do a little research with people like that to see like, oh, like these meals are really easy. It's not like you don't have to go to like low carb love or what, you just go to, you know, somebody who you resonates with you that makes like very simple things there's nothing like, there's no restriction here or whatever, fine. And then just make it. It doesn't have a million ingredients.
Right.
And that's it. But yeah, you gotta, it goes back to everybody on social media, just like seeing some like view of someone thinking like this person's life is perfect and they have it all figured out. And you're like, this is their life.
Mm-hmm. With the Tupperware, all the things.
Something I saw on social media today, I don't know who posted or whatever, but it said like social media or Instagram has made perfection look attainable and therefore reality not desirable. Yeah. So like, you know, you don't really want to live this like real world. Like, you don't want to live in the real world. You want to live in like perfect land where you have the most perfect, healthy, like oil-free meals every single day. It doesn't make any sense. And of course she's burnt out. Of course, especially because she's making elaborate meals. Like, you can still save money by making non-elaborate meals. Totally. You can still reach your health goals by making simple meals. And you can still reach your health goals by not making every single meal.
That's right. I helped a woman lose 100 pounds once in a year. She didn't eat a single meal at home.
What?
She ate every meal out. She refused to cook. And I remember one time she like sent me a picture of her meal. She's like, I got this. Is this okay? Like, because, you know, we had to talk a lot about what she was eating and where she was eating because we don't know about like the oil or whatever. And I was like, yeah, this looks fine. Why don't you try to like go to the supermarket and maybe get some like frozen broccoli and then you could just have like an extra vegetable. And she was like, no. I feel like that's you asking me to cook and you know I don't do that. So I'm just going to ask them for more broccoli. And you know what else? It has been 5 years and she has kept all that weight off. And she ate cupcakes and she did all those things. There, you know, she found what worked for her and kept it moving. So it doesn't have to be this
perfect
or also just like you said, like everybody needs to just relax, do what works best for you. Maybe you need to schedule in the days where you eat pizza. It's going to recharge you. I promise. Mm-hmm.
And like outsource. Use your tools. Outsource.
Listen, when Tamar first met me, she's like, damn girl, you throw money at everything. I was like, you'll see. She's like, I get it now. I totally get it.
And it's also like making it work for yourself, like for your budget. Like I've also learned there's freedom in, you know, if you see that you need to spend some money or allocate money towards making your life easier when it comes to food and that helps you reach your goals, then okay, then you can scale down spending in other places that don't help you in that way. So that's what I've learned.
Aileen, when I exit my company, I'm going to send a chef to make you individual meals. That's going to be my flex.
That'll be our gift to you.
That's my flex. Because that's what I always say. I'm like, I don't want a jet. I don't need a trainer. I want someone to come into my house every day and cook my lunch and dinner. I'll take care of breakfast.
Same exact thing.
Yep. And then clean up.
Valuable. And cook for the family. Yeah. And clean. And grocery shop.
Yeah. And get out.
It's a full-time job. I mean, it's a full-time job.
I've said the same thing. Oh, thank you. I've said the same thing. My goal in life one day is to make enough money to have a chef, and that is a lot of money.
Yeah,
it's so much work. It's so much work. But we do have a ton of services out there who do it for us now, and it's a lot cheaper. It's not cheap, but it's a lot cheaper. So, what you were saying, like maybe you're not utilizing that gym membership. Okay, cancel it and like get yourself a meal delivery service.
Right. Yep. Exactly. Yep. Gyms.
It's like anymore. Yeah. Nobody goes. I know. We were doing health plans for our employees and it was like, you can get, you know, $200 back a year if you go to the gym 50 times. I'm like, who goes to the gym?
Go to your living room. It's called your living room. It's called moving your coffee table.
It's like, what? It's like, that's weird.
Well, thank you both again so much for joining us for the second episode. Can you please tell everybody again, remind everybody where they can reach you, where they can learn more about Kulina Health?
Yeah, you can find us at kulinahealth.com. Please book a free discovery call with us so we can chat and learn more about your goals and answer any questions you have. We're also on Instagram. Our handle is at Kulina Health. You can find me, Tamar, at Tamar Samuels RD on Instagram.
And I am Vanessa Rosetto RD on Instagram.
Well, thank you so much, guys. And please write to us, dst@batches.com. Email us your dear DSTs, email us your non-scale wins. We love this episode. We love answering your questions. We love helping. We love hearing what you're going through. So please be sure no submission is dumb. DST@betches.com and follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram. Follow me at Aileen and follow Tamar and Vanessa where they shared before. And we're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby, Stacey Wong, and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com.
you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like home-style meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches.